Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals takes first base on ball four. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Virals. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Virals steals second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields it and throws to home to get Rollins. Oliva moves to third. Allison moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diego Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghe bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Verhals strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Allison reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Killebrew is chasing the ball. Matthews rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-0 in the game. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Athletics, 3. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Don Mincher pinch hits for Earl Batty. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Vic Power pinch hits for Don Mincher. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Alozic pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Causey is hit by the pitch. Reynolds moves to third. Alozic moves to second. Bill Fisher now pitching. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Dick Green. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Alozic scores. Causey moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. George Williams pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Charles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. George Williams now playing second base. John Wyatt now pitching. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verhaals for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwight Siebler now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards second. Allen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Matthews reaches second base with a double. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.